Facebook cracks down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Facebook has now issued a long list of rules for what material they will censor, and weirdly, it is very similar to the list of things that we broadcasters tend to censor: death threats, hate speech, organized violence. And to enforce these rules, Facebook says it will hire thousands and thousands of content monitors who will try to scrub the bad stuff by hand. Now, it occurs to me, if you're going to spend that kind of money, why not just hire thousands and thousands of reporters? They could figure out which stories are legitimate, and then only those stories would be allowed on the news feed to begin with. Plus, they could write devastating exposés on the groups trying to pervert Facebook's mission of peace and love. People would love it. Speaking of loving Facebook, I got a message from a listener who said he actually likes the targeted advertising so many have complained about. He writes, "I'm a 65-year-old male, and I really don't want ads on feminine hygiene products. I would much rather be targeted with ads for hammers, knee-length socks, and anything with a dog." Amen, sir. And while we're on this subject, have I mentioned there is a news source that has never kept individual dossiers on its audience? It's broadcast radio. We fling all this news at you for free, and yes, we have ads, but all we try to do is guess who might be listening and cross our fingers that you buy something. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.